When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2127, an excerpt from the book, Life is Messy, by Matthew Kelly, and I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to an award-winning podcast, thanks to you, where blogs are narrated to you for free with permission from the websites, but sometimes book excerpts too, like today. And I'll tell you about today's author right after the reading, so let's get right to the book excerpt and start optimizing your life. An excerpt from the book, Life is Messy, by Matthew Kelly. Every life has highs and lows. I've had more than my fair share of mountaintop experiences, but like everyone else, I live in the valleys and on the plains. The thing that surprises me in this moment is the stillness in my soul. Writing this book has been a tumultuous experience. I've experienced the effortless grace of inspiration over the years as a writer, but this book wasn't like that. These words didn't come from a mountaintop experience. A high price had to be paid for them. They were hard fought for in the lowlands and the wastelands. I know there'll be more storms, and I know I am better prepared than ever before. But right now, in this place, at this time, I cherish the profound calmness. It is a gift. There's so much more I'd like to share with you. I sit here paging through my journals, and on each page I find some insight that begs not to be left out. Here are some that I cannot pass over. Number one, you cannot live a meaningful life by filling your life with meaningless things and activities. Number two, everyone is going to hurt you. Find the ones that are worth the suffering and heartache. Don't let anyone harden your heart. And remember that even with your best efforts to avoid it, you are going to hurt people too. Number three, don't complain. It's not attractive or productive. Number four, give people the benefit of the doubt. Life is difficult and messy, and everyone is carrying a heavy burden. Number five, death comes to us all. When death approaches, the person you have become meets the person you could have been. This is a humbling encounter. Don't wait for it. Meet with the person you are capable of becoming for a few minutes each day. The more time you spend in these meetings, the less you will fear death. Use your thoughts, words, choices, and actions to close the gap between who you are today and who you are capable of being. This is the path that leads to a deeply fulfilling life. And number six, ignore your critics. Everyone has them. They will tear down in an hour what they couldn't build in a lifetime. But life eventually puts all critics in their place. With time, they become remote and unimportant. The people who love you don't care about what your critics care about. They care about you as a human being. Your critics don't see you as a human being. They have dehumanized you. They see something in you that unsettles something in them. So they have to decide, attack you, or investigate their own dark mystery. Most people don't know you well enough to compliment you or criticize you, and it is the unseen moments of our lives that define us. The good life. Since Aristotle first spoke of the good life almost 2,500 years ago, it seems everyone has been on a quest to experience it. I've heard many people speak about it, and I have read many books on the subject. Some people think it's about success and accomplishment. Others think it's about money and things. Some think it's about love and family. Others think it's about food, wine, travel, adventure, education, meaningful work, independence, friendship, and pleasure. There's nothing wrong with these things unless these things are all you've got, because even all of these things together will not deliver the good life. There's only one ingredient essential to the good life, so essential that without it, the good life is impossible. You would think that such an ingredient would be widely sought after. It isn't. You might think that such an ingredient is scarce. It isn't. You may think this ingredient is expensive. It isn't. You may think people would be clamoring to get their hands on it. They aren't. When people talk about the good life, you get the impression that it is mysterious and only available to a select few people. This isn't true. There is no secret to the good life. It isn't a mystery. No exceptional talent is required. It isn't only for the rich and famous. It is available to everyone, everywhere, at all times. What is the essential ingredient of the good life? Goodness itself. The secret to the so-called good life has always been right before our very eyes. If you wish to live the good life, fill your life with goodness. Fill your life with love, kindness, gratitude, compassion, and generosity. Take risks with your goodness. Test the limits of your goodness. Don't just love, astonish people with your love. Don't just dabble in generosity, live a life of staggering generosity. How would your life change if your only goal was to do as much good as possible? Let's find out. Don't let this question remain unanswered. Celebrate goodness every chance you get. Don't waste your gold dust. You just listened to an excerpt from the book Life is Messy by Matthew Kelly. Now, a little bit more about the author, Matthew. He's a best-selling author, speaker, thought leader, entrepreneur, consultant, spiritual leader, and innovator. He has dedicated his life to helping people and organizations become the best version of themselves. He's born in Sydney, Australia, and he began speaking and writing in his late teens while he was attending business school. Since that time, 5 million people have attended his seminars and presentations in more than 50 countries. Today, Matthew is an internationally acclaimed speaker, author, and business consultant. His books have been published in more than 30 languages, have appeared on the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and USA Today bestseller lists, and have sold more than 50 million copies. In his early 20s, he developed the best version of yourself concept and has been sharing it in every arena of life for more than 25 years. Is quoted by presidents and celebrities, athletes and their coaches, business leaders and innovators, though maybe it's never more powerfully quoted than when a mother or father asks a child, will that help you become the best version of yourself? Some fun facts, his personal interests include golf, music, art, literature, and spending time with his wife and children. You can find the book Life is Messy by Matthew Kelly on Amazon. There were some great lessons in this excerpt, so I'm sure you can find a ton of value in the book, so check it out. And thank you for being here and listening every day. Have a happy rest of your day, a day full with goodness, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.